How should we decide who should be the CEO amongst us?
I am the CEO, I mean, no. Maybe I didn't ask you and decide. It's a tough one. I think it is, if it is, and by the way, co-CEOs models work. My view is that there should be a single CEO, but I think we have seen quite a few successful co-CEO models. I would say though, if rubber hits the road, even in those models, there was one ultimate decision maker. And you have to understand that if we had spoke about complementarities of personalities and skill sets in terms of co-founders in a different episode, right? And if you are so different, you will disagree. And if you keep disagreeing, how will you decide? So while I have seen successful co-CEO models, I've seen far more unsuccessful first models where everybody's equal and there's no first amongst equals. I think you absolutely need a first amongst equals. Most investors prefer that. But like I said, by exception, we understand that how the world operates, and in some cases it works. So how do you decide it? If you have to debate too long to decide it, there's a problem. I think it should be obvious. A CEO should not necessarily be the domain expert. He should be the most generalist. A CEO should be able to sell. Always they are selling, whether you're selling customers, investors, employees, partners, you're always selling. So I think somebody who can sell well, somebody who's calmer, clearly doesn't apply here, but somebody who's calmer. So I think that, but if there is too much debate about this, I would see it as an early warning indicator of a founding team that hasn't fully come together and thought things through. And I think that's how they should think about it.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.